Well, I was just finishing my last bite of stew.
Sounds stewy.
Oh, it's delicious. The lentil, chicken, cabbage.
This is soup that you made. Stew that you made.
Absolutely.
With
some, there's some leftovers too from Mike Coppolino's. He insists on cooking when he stays. He stayed last night too.
Okay.
And
where is he now?
He's in Balboa Park doing comedy. He's recording another of his albums.
That's great. He's doing a live album, live from Balboa Park.
It's yeah. Yeah, he's got the funniest bit going on in it.
Rather live,
the airplanes
live
are
in,
fine.
Live in Balboa Park.
Right, right. Well, remember when we were trying to do the snowball mics at Krakatoa and it really picked up the planes? The airplane,
right.
Noise of the airplanes? Yeah, well, that's what's happening with his recorder. So he's working with the airplane. He's trying to time his comedy and in between airplane flyovers, so he's trying to bookend his stories that way. It's not quite working out, and that's funny, too, so.
Okay. So all the punchlines after the punchlines will be the plane noises, basically.
Yeah, right. Interrupts the joke, and he's talking at the plane now.
Or if he times it perfectly, it just interrupts the laughter.
Yeah.
Anyway. We'll be checking that out.
It's up on YouTube, it's up on YouTube, or it's going to be. He's got some up on YouTube. He's going to put some more up, probably the one he's doing today.
I'm not familiar with YouTube, but yeah, that's a thing. Okay, sure. What else?
And Morgan's book is out today, the third one.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, and it's brilliant.
So just pick up a couple of those. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or not. Whatever. Well, let's get a hold of them. What else? He asked you and you didn't, you know, I mean, you didn't respond, so, like, I guess I'm not.
Morgan? Oops.
What do you mean? You responded like 3 hours later. I mean, is it a decision you make? Like you see it's me and you're like, oh, okay, he's not a celebrity like I am, so I'm not going to answer him. You know what I mean? Is that the decision?
I doubt that's it. Yeah, I doubt that that's it.
Yeah, because that way I'll just message you a couple hours before I need to talk to you. You know what I mean? That way. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I was out today after the coffee shop. I went and got a few groceries.
Did you get your other vaccination? When does that happen?
Oh, Jesus. I'm going to get it on my birthday, as it turns out.
Oh, that's great.
Right? Right? So in a way, yes, and in a way, wow. I hope it's not too bad. Yeah, because people want to, you know, take you out and do nice things to you on your birthday.
Is that how that
sometimes
works?
Sometimes. Not all the time.
Don't write into the show anymore, people. Please. It's enough.
Can I?
You can, but
okay.
No one else needs to.
Why?
Because it's getting to be too much, and a lot of it's, you know, people are like saying bad stuff about me, and I don't, you know.
Oh, so kind of like Biden saying, we're going to help you, but don't come to America, you immigrants. Stay in your home countries.
Yeah, we'll help you. We want to, but we won't. It's complicated.
Yeah, so we want to answer you, but it's just the crush. We can't.
Yeah, right-wing media is pretty much frothing their mouths about this invasion that's happening currently. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, I mean, that's their main point, too. And, yeah, it's up. There's no question. And yes, they are, they were put off by, you know, child separation primarily, but really inhumane treatment by the last administration. And that's not happening now. So, yeah, you know, I mean, obviously the answer is help them in their own countries so they don't have to come here. That's, of course,
yeah,
a long-term, not a short-term answer.
Well, how about a long-term policy of not hurting them in their own countries? Like a little more.
Well, right, it's criminals and it's countries that just don't have
the
wherewithal.
Actually, you don't need to help them, actually. You just have to stop hurting them.
Yeah, right.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
So that's a good start.
Mm.
You know, an honest dollar for the natural resources that are extracted out of the region, that's a good start. You know, that could help.
Well,
actually pay for the
that's
stuff.
Exactly
you
it. But
I mean?
They're failed. Honduras is a failed government, totally corrupt. And yeah, so the U.S.
yeah,
has an interest
it'll take
in improving that.
For, yeah, and it'll take 10 minutes for Nestle or Coca-Cola or blah, blah, or any laundry list of companies to set the standards immediately. Like, this is what you need to do, X, Y, and Z, and they'll do it.
Don't hold
it's
your
not
breath.
About government pressure. Oh, please. They're going to let those factories leave?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yeah.
You can make massive improvements using companies.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that those companies are complicit in keeping the corrupt
administration. Well, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that we could organize our dollars and with selective boycotting, we could control those companies like a puppet on a string. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do really like chocolate, though. We're really addicted to chocolate.
Right? And coffee.
That's a tough one. I forgot about coffee. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That
we can grow our own coffee, though. We can grow our own coffee. We don't need.
Well,
we can do it.
Basically, the Marines invaded San Salvador for their coffee. In what was 1914, whatever it was. Basically, to prop up the regime that was keeping these large coffee plantations in existence. And paying these workers starvation wages. And so, of course, the Marines, and there was, you know, rebellion. And the U.S. Marines come in to keep the peace. Keep that corrupted.
Keep the piece of the pie.
Right. Well, actually, they took a piece of the pie at that point, too. But it kept the corrupt, you know, oligarchy in power. So they're good. Sure, take a piece.
So the big news story now, of course, is the massacre in Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Eight people dead. Six of the victims Asian.
There seems to be some question about whether it was anti-Asian, though. It looks certainly like it. However, the guy apparently was a customer of the massage parlor. He was getting sex there, and he hated himself for being so weak to get sex there. And so that's the source of his anger. I don't know if they know that 100%, but that's the story that's coming out now after the initial story of, you know, Asian racial hatred. Might have had something to do with it.
Instead of killing himself.
Yeah, right. He goes and commits the wrong murder.
Times eight.
Eight. Yeah. Yeah. And immediately the right jumps in. He's a Democrat. He's Antifa. When there's absolutely no evidence for any of those, either of those things. They just make it up out of thin air. He's Antifa. He's a Democrat.
Well, I mean, he's definitely a mass murderer. So
Yeah. Right.
Somebody posted that they knew he was white before they even said it because he read that he was taken alive.
Yeah, right. And sadly, that's a good point.
Hate crimes against Asians have went up 7,000% at the beginning of the coronavirus epidemic.
I saw an article that purported to say why, but I didn't read it. Why is this suddenly? Is it the coronavirus? Blame it on the Chinese?
It is, yes, it is, and motivated by a particular political party's rhetoric.
Yeah, yeah.
In particular, labeling the coronavirus COVID-19.
The China virus.
The China virus.
Yeah.
So it ranges, the hate crimes range from the very subtle, get back, you know, get away from me, da-da-da-da-da, like that, up to attacking elderly people violently. So you can see how this situation in Atlanta got lumped into that immediately.
Well, there's certainly a lot of reason to be wary of China, the country. It's the greatest authoritarian threat on the planet right now. But the Chinese people...
It's been a long time since they've attacked another country, though.
Yeah.
The last time that happened.
Right.
So we're in continual war. So are we also very dangerous then, I guess?
Yeah, people in glass houses, eh?
I don't know. It seems like, are they also, yeah, obviously it's a totalitarian society. Okay, so what do you want to, should we attack China?
Well, that's not going to work anyway. So no, absolutely not. The remedy is not a military one. It's economic. And they're winning that one. They've got Africa. Basically, China has Africa.
Well, they've existed for thousands of years with nothing. So it's all degrees of winning in terms of a organized, civilized society that has commerce. You know what I mean? Where everyone can eat.
Yeah, when your policy playbook is decades long rather than, you know, next quarter.
Well, it's like you went through periods that were hundreds of years long where people were starving. So, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, anything now is a million times better than that, you know, or the rivers that used to flood seasonally and kill 30,000 people. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't happen anymore. It's more structured now. It's all better than that, and that lasted forever. So, you know, it isn't the same deal with Russia, I'm saying. You can't just apply pressure and then expect blue jeans you know what I mean? Blue jeans, washing machine, and sneakers and pantyhose are not going to win this war because they make the pantyhose over there and the blue jeans and the washing machine.
Sure, they got all, in fact, yeah, a lot of, we'd be doing without it if they turned the spigot off, you know.
The stuff that they can buy in their stores is a lot more advanced than the stuff we have, so that's the...
Well, so that's an interesting point. Right there is, they've done this in basically a generation. They had a ton of poor people in that country just 30 years ago. And now they've got this huge middle class that's doing okay. They're taking over, as I said, Africa. They're getting into the world economy in a bigger and bigger way. They're doing it. They're doing it right, actually. And, you know, we're laboring under doofuses and mucking stuff up.
How we're doing, okay.
Well, we're
doing. I don't see China as a threat. I'm sorry. I never have.
The threat is economic.
You know.
And by economic, I mean the raising or the lowering of the standard of living of most Americans.
Okay, but that's a decision that was made by the CEOs of the oligarchy in America.
In both countries, actually.
China was always willing to take those factories. It was American CEOs that came up with the business plan that moved it over, that pulled the trip down.
Yeah.
Those were all American. We act like And then in reality, it's a calculated thing done by American companies to increase profit.
Period. Yep, that's absolutely right. And
that's it.
So
that's
one of the things that we need to do is take American businessmen doing business in China and take a look, a hard look at what they're up to.
That's the game is moving in that direction. So if they're on TV putting horns on China, you can see who's funding that.
Yeah,
you
right.
You see who benefits from that kind of propaganda.
You don't have to draw horns and a goatee on China. It's already there. Their behavior in Hong Kong proves that. They've reneged on their 1999 deal to allow 50 years of two systems, one country, you know, where they would let democracy and capitalism go on and they've come down with hobnail boots on the pro-democracy movement there. Very authoritarian. They've arrested the entire membership of the political opposition. They're under arrest. So we should hold them in account for that.
We literally we had our own citizens storming our own capital on January 6th to try to hang with the intent of killing sitting senators. You know what I mean?
They caught a guy outside Kamala Harris's house with a gun.
They caught a guy outside Kamala Harris's with a gun and ammunition ready to do, who knows? You
yeah. Know what I mean? AR-15, 30 magazines with a rapid fire mechanism that would allow, you know, a lot
automatic.
Of shots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of shots. It wasn't automatic, it's semi-automatic, but still got to pull the trigger. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right, you know. So
I don't know, maybe it's not the right time to fix China. Maybe we have a bigger fish to fry first.
Who?
You know, extremism here in the United States.
Well, that's absolutely true. And, of course, it's not a one or the other thing. It's got to be both. But certainly, you saw the report then on the Department of Defense report with the FBI that the biggest threat to American security is homegrown militias.
Okay, but just to wrap China up, so then maybe it is blue jeans, washing machine, the pantyhose. Then we better make better ones. We better figure out a way to make the best washing machine ever, the one that makes someone yearn for freedom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Where's Levi's? Where's Levi stepping up with a new, the 501 reissue, you know, post-COVID jeans. You know, jeans for a post-COVID world, you know? Something.
Post-punk, post-apocalypse.
I don't know, just a product that's so cool that people are like, oh, my God, let's have freedom.
Well, so America does do cool.
Hmm.
They want our rock and roll. They want our music. They want, our movies.
We don't even want it.
America still makes good movies, although other countries are also making good movies now, so...
Well, with the pandemic ending, there'll be good music and movies and concerts to enjoy.
People are saying May, maybe.
At the grocery store. Oh, May's looking right. Real good, actually. And the thing is, it's not like it stays bad and then May's good. It's gonna progressively get better as we approach May. So April's gonna be nice. And even when we reach that point where it's so much better that people are like, oh, fuck it, it's over, and they go out and they fuck around and get too close, it's okay because so many people are vaccinated by that.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's okay. It's
right.
It's over. It's over. It's just a matter of time.
It's what they call herd immunity.
And we're rapidly approaching it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the middle of March. By the end of March, it's going to be much better. And then you have all of April. No, I'm sorry. May's looking. I was thinking June. It's May.
Yeah, right, 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 right. Yeah. That's what they're saying. Now, that's the month that they're given. So, Yeah, yeah.
Do you know how crazy it's going to be? You know how crazy this summer is going to be? Do you know how crazy Burning Man is going to be this summer? Do you know what I mean? After not having Burning Man left, it's going to be absolute mayhem out there.
Yeah, and, you know, and a year of you can't even kiss somebody on the cheek?
A year of you can't even show your face, you got to put a mask on everywhere? I mean, and then it's over, and it's the summer on top of it?
Yeah.
This is going to be the ultimate consumer summer of all time.
You're probably right.
People are going to spend every last dime that they have, and people will have more money because more people are spending money. It's going to become like it can run. You heard the lady at the Treasury. It can go for a war. Starts becoming inflationary. Like it,
yeah.
There's a huge valley to be filled. So
that's what she's saying.
It can burn nonstop for a long, long time. You know?
Yeah.
And like the longest wave ever is coming. You know?
Yeah, we're going to party like it's 1999.
Yeah, on that planet where time is slowed down to a year less, like 10 years. You know? I mean, it's going to be something. Time dilation. It's going to be happening in many days, believe it. You know? Everyone just needs to drink a lot, stay hydrated, you know. Get your mind right, you know. It's about to get crazy again, better than before, so you got to, you know.
Well, they're warning people, you know, to not let down their guard. Yet the vaccine is having a tremendous effect on getting this under control, dropping the numbers.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And that's only... Yeah, it's geometric. That's going to only get better.
Yeah,
better and
right.
Quicker. So,
right, right. And it's
good for us.
Yeah, good for us. Good for science.
Yay, science. It only took 14 months.
Well, yeah.
At a
time when they've been working on a vaccine cure for, I mean, a virus cure for 150 years. Well, not 150 years. They didn't even know what a virus was. At the turn of the last century, but 100 years. They've been working on it. Well, okay, they discovered the virus in 1940.
What are you talking about? What have they been working on for 100 years?
A cure for the virus. A virus,
what
any virus.
Virus?
Flu,
the common cold.
Cold. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
it's
never.
It's a monumental achievement.
Yeah, this is the first cure for a virus really ever.
Wow. You know, I mean, heroes all.
With a possible exception of chicken soup.
And the reason I know this is going to work is because even right-wing media is not anti-virus anymore, and now they're focused. Anything virus related is focused on why isn't Trump getting credit for it?
Yeah,
so,
right. He did this. Yeah.
It's very effective. Even they're saying it's very effective. So for once, everybody's in unison on something.
And he said, get the vaccine, too.
Who said that?
Trump.
Because it's not really, he left office, secretly.
Right.
That story broke. He was like, yeah, get the vaccine, buddy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but anyway, he said it, I guess, yesterday.
I think he was saying China hoax for a while. Like he was trying to get both things going.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not real.
It's not real, and it's from China still. You know, so
there's even a QAnon story about it being developed in a lab in Canada, and then sent to China.
No, seriously though, I feel bad for Chinese people because it's like. First of all, you come here, you know, and you fucking help build the country. Let's get that out of the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the railroads. You know
right,
I mean?
Right, right.
Okay, and all Chinese people do is, you know, work hard, keep to themselves, you know, enjoy the country, spend money, you know, they're great.
Well, I don't know about that.
You have a problem.
Hey, have you seen Chinese punks? Fuck.
I don't understand what that is. Chinese.
They're crazy. They're crazy. And you don't forget, I was married to a Chinese woman.
Okay,
and she was
Chinese punks. What are you talking about? Chinese gangs? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm talking about punk rock, Chinese punk rock bands. They're as wild and anti-authoritarian as any American or English punk.
Oh, okay. I took that. So you agree with me that the average Chinese person not in a punk band is what you would call a model American, pretty much. We could all aspire.
I would say that my wife was a model human being.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay. And Chinese punk is very...
And her brother, her brother was a great guy. He's gay, an artist, you know, very, I mean, the Taoist spirit is strong in him. You know, there's a strong strain of anti-authoritarianism in the Chinese spirit. As there is in any person, but it's special in the Chinese, and signified by the Taoists.
I think it's kind of bullshit for Chinese people that you know, that they're having to go through this, like just because,
yes,
you know,
yes,
just because it became politically expedient to say China virus. So,
I know. It's just add that to the list of, you know, the this just right wing lunacy.
It sucks for that old Chinese person that's walking to their house that gets savage just because they're Chinese. I mean, they're walking going, oh, thank God I'm not in a totalitarian society where I could just be attacked for no reason.
Right.
Well, thank God I'm here in civilization. Wow, this is unbelievable. And then this happened. All to hell, doesn't it?
Get in line behind Mexicans and blacks and Jews too, though. So.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It just seems like everyone becomes a scapegoat. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know what it is.
Well, not everybody.
It works. Okay. It's ancient. Xenophobia.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn.
Can't do anymore. Okay.
No, I think the big problem probably for this continued progress is the anti voting legislation that Republican governors and Republican legislatures, particularly in states where they have they dominate, are strengthening voter ID laws, shortening you know, poll times, they're gerrymandering like motherfuckers. It's just, they're doing everything they can do to restrict the vote. That's the big attack on democracy right there. That's in real time.
That's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's up into the 200 plus lawsuits or,
right. On what?
voting, changes to voting laws.
Over
200 different ones now. Spread among the states, I'm saying.
So I think Congress should step in here.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting. Can Congress step in?
Well, it's certainly under the purview of the federal government to ensure that federal elections are conducted fairly. And that's what the Voting Rights Act in 1960 was about, make sure that blacks could get to the end of the polls. And in fact, stated in the Constitution and under the, well, you know, subsections, the federal government has a mandate to make sure that federal elections are fair. So they could certainly chime in with new legislation. They've chimed in with legislation in the past, and they could do it again.
While the actual running of the election is left up to the state.
Yeah, right. So you still got to make sure everybody's playing by the rules. But the federal government can establish the rules.
So is fascism going to get one last gasp? Is it over, or are they getting one more turn?
I've never seen a time when it didn't swing back, because that seems to be part of human nature somehow. This fear of they're going to get my money, they're going to take my job, that seems to be part
of... this can be done this is a concentrated movement. If all of these things switch, right, it could be a long, long time before they're switched back.
Yeah. Yeah. And, it does swing back and forth, but it doesn't get as bad.
This never happened with the changing, these disenfranchisement type laws that took away minority votes. These things have happened over time, right?
Sure.
This is a draconian step backwards.
Consider 300 years ago, there was no such thing as democracy.
No, then it seems like we're doing pretty good.
We've back and forth, two steps ahead, a baby step back, or a big step, giant step back, but then it's two steps forward. So I think we might be in a two steps forward phase right now. But I think that's the best we can say, that it's gone forever. A lot of reason to think that it's probably never going to be gone forever.
Could Kamala Harris win a general election under these rules in 2024, the ones they're proposing, if all that happens?
Right.
Could she win?
Well, they definitely,
would it be
possible? It would definitely be more difficult. She's a black woman. So, yeah.
I'm saying it's going to be awfully difficult for a Democratic candidate, whoever it is.
Right.
I'm saying Kamala Harris in particular. I'm saying any Democratic nominee.
Well, it would seem to me that, obviously, being a woman, she loses some votes there, and being black, she loses some votes there because of our racist, xenophobic populace.
These laws are happening are not against Kamala Harris. These laws are happening to disenfranchise black and Latino voters.
These laws are against democracy itself.
But specifically targeting black voters.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so
which would hurt her chances.
Forget her. I'm saying any Democratic candidate is going
that
to be
too.
Very adversely affected by this.
Well, that's the goal.
Can a Democrat even be elected under these rules?
Well, right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
they're going to deal with this in the next couple of years.
Well, we already know, and I think there's a greater and greater, at least I'm hearing greater, more rhetoric about how gerrymandering is unfair, and how the system where a party that's in power can change voting districts so that a minority gets majority representation. That obviously, on the face of it, it's not fair. And
right.
I think there's a greater and greater and more determination to fix that. Hopefully. But that's gerrymandering.
Named after, of course, Gerald Mandering. bastard. What a son of a bitch that guy was. Jesus Christ.
It was named after Eldridge Gerry.
Oh.
A founding father. He's one of the first senators. I think he's... Well, I shouldn't say where he's from because I'm not sure. I was going to say Delaware, but I'm not sure. But at any rate, he was one of the first people to... and they called it a gerrymander because there's some sort of mythical creature that has mander in the word. And the district that he drew to politically advantage himself looked like this bird, this mythical bird of something mander. So gerrymandering.
Hmm. They're like, you son of a bitch, that's a great idea.
Right? And so this has been going on since, well, really the beginning, 1800. Let's say that.
I mean, capitalism creates its own problem because it creates this giant voting ready slave class that can be easily angered and motivated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a problem. Yeah.
Well, so capitalists are always have an eye to increasing their bottom line. Pay, you know, fewer wages, don't worry about, you know, mine safety, you know, just anything you can do to improve, you know, lower your
profits.
Expenses
increasing
and raise
profits.
Your profits. Yeah.
Yeah. Profits. Yeah.
And the government and laws are not immune to capitalists in that process. And they've done a lot to, you know, create the so-called swamp.
How are you, though, other than that? How are you doing?
Well, I'm feeling really great. It's been really cold.
Yeah.
Hey, I haven't had a snow cone in a long time. I was wondering if you could send me some snow.
But you said it's cold there.
It is cold, but it's not snowing.
Yeah, make your own snow cones. I'm not going to out your fucking mind. It's freezing here. You think should I go to the snow cone
but
shop
you,
or the one
you
on
got
the
snow. You got snow.
Yeah, but you don't want to eat. You can't eat snow that's outside. It
really?
It picks up a lot of toxins. It's really bad. It's like ends up being like a filter for the air.
Well, never mind. I'm glad you warned me.
Methane and oh no, snow's horrible. You're supposed to never eat snow.
Oh man, I thought it was just the yellow snow.
Well, that too.
Okay. All right. I'd stay square away.
Yeah, well, no, you haven't denied yourself anything with that, believe me.
Okay, all right. Well, never mind then. Yeah, no, it's been cold.
Snow cones are delicious, though, you know.
I haven't had one in years. Well,
But you've had snow cones because you have.
Yeah, I remember, you know, when I was a kid.
No, you've
probably
had smoothies in the past 2 weeks. What the fuck do you think a smoothie is? Just a snow cone smash.
There's no, that's not true. As a matter of fact, I used to go a long time ago to go to Jamba Juice, and they would automatically make with ice. And I'd say, please, leave the ice out. And,
oh, yeah,
they
try to screw me over with a bunch of ice. I don't need your fucking ice. Give me the frozen fruit. What are you doing?
Give me the frozen fruit, yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, you look like a fucking moron. You know?
Well... Yeah, did you see the people going into Jamba Juice?
I like Jamba Juice.
Yeah,
You were in there.
I did. And I found mom and pop, you know, coffee shops that serve smoothies much, much better. And no ice.
Yeah, now I want a raspberry smoothie, but there's just nowhere to get one around here.
Really? That'd be so good. Well, you're going to have to do your own.
No.
And it's not that hard.
Who has time for that?
Smoothie? I used to make them all the time. I bring the start now that I'm in my new place. I do have a blender.
Oh, yeah, I know how to make smoothies. Oh, I forgot that I knew how to make smoothies.
Let's get the frozen fruit. You can freeze the fruit yourself, but you can get the bags of frozen fruit, too, and that works fine.
Stab me.
Are you back to that?
Oh, yeah. Big time. It's for artistic symbolism.
Okay. I'm not sure if I... But, okay, that sounds kind of okay.
It's something, right?
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, sounds well. It sounds thought out. Sounds like you thought it out. What's your take on robot vacuums? Are you in or out?
The Roomba!
Yeah, because here's what happened. I was on, it doesn't matter, but I bought a robot vacuum.
Okay.
Online just from a photo.
Right. So what happened?
Well, it was only $34, right? So I was wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's like 10% of normal cost. So I was like, what a deal.
You know?
Let me, and I'm what you would call a savvy consumer.
Okay.
So I ordered it and then it arrived and it's about, what's the distance from one side of the circle to the other? What's that one? The radius?
The diameter.
The radius? That's the diameter?
The diameter is one side to the other, radius
one,
is half.
Okay, so the diameter of the machine is about 5 inches.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn!
So
How much dirt can that thing pick up?
Okay, well, when it arrived, I was like, oh, I wonder what this is. Some junk mail, because it was in a little tiny box, and it was the thing. In there. Okay, so when I charged it up and then I turned it on, have you ever seen one of these things operate?
Well, I've seen the Roombas, they're bigger than 5 inches, so.
Okay. You know when a Roomba makes a sound when it's going, right?
Okay.
Sounds like a vacuum, right?
Okay,
like a vacuum. And then when it runs out of juice to vacuum, it has just enough energy to get back to the place where it charges.
Oh, wow.
And so the vacuum part shuts off and then it goes. The sound the Roomba makes when it's shut off and going back slowly to the dock, that's the sound this one makes when it's going. when it starts, it doesn't pick up anything at all. Like it's unbelievable. Like it runs for an hour and then there's maybe like a teaspoon worth of dust in the thing.
Oh, well, I'm beginning to like this thing more and more.
It's completely worthless. It seems completely absurd. It's a cat toy.
Well, right. And there's those, cute YouTube videos of the cats and riding around on the Roomba.
Okay, well, this one is in no way powerful enough to carry a cat and take it for
mouse?
A ride. That
maybe a mouse?
Put like a, well, maybe like a little hamster or something. Yeah, maybe there is something here.
And it's absolutely worthless. It's like a... a Rube Goldberg machine somehow.
It's plastic. I mean, it's poison.
I can't imagine. Where is there a compartment to collect dust in?
Yeah, and you could probably fit a Snickers bar in there if you broke it into half and then ate some of it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not,
So if you drop a Snickers bar... Well, it wouldn't be able to pick it up unless it was in a million pieces. So if your Snickers bar, tiny, that you half eaten, it's frozen, like nitro frozen, and it drop it and it breaks into a million pieces, maybe the thing could have a go at it.
Look, it's fucked up. I mean, I ran my hand behind where it just vacuumed, and it was like the surface of the moon. You know, I mean, everything is still there. And so I'm like, what's happening here? And then I watched it attack. Like a feather, like a piece of a feather that came off a bird or something, like a little tiny one, all wispy.
It looks
alive because just the still airs. It weighs so nothing. This thing right over it. It goes right over it, and then the feather was still there, but it was moved like an inch to the right. You know what I mean?
So it sort of picked it up and then redeposited it.
I think it's just moving dust is what it is. It's just moving it a little bit. Like, keep the dust moving. It's got to be healthier, right?
That's wonderfully absurd.
I can't believe they're selling these things. I mean, goddamn, $34 a pop, too. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're raking it in on these things.
Yeah, right?
I don't know how many morons are out there, but the picture looked legit. There was no frame of reference, anything else in the photo. It wasn't like there was a banana there. So you could see that it was smaller than the banana. That wasn't happening. It was just
how about the proverbial quarter? A quarter would have given you something. A hand.
If there had been a quarter in the shot, it would have been covering this thing, and I would have been like, holy shit, I need something bigger than that. Oh, no wonder it's $34.
What was the name of it?
Vacuum.
Whoa.
I know. That should have been a hint. Right? Hey, here's the best part. Vacuum had 3 C's in it.
So it was like,
okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I think there's a little light on their Edward Bernays here.
I don't know what the language, the I'll send you a picture of the instructions. I don't know what language this is, so that's fine. I guess dust is wispier there, or something, I guess.
And tinier.
So I don't know. That's, I'm not trying to throw eBay under the bus. I love eBay. I'm not saying that.
Oh, and where would we be without especially during the COVID, the mail order thing? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I guess we're good. Amazon needs some divestation, but I didn't say devastation.
I'm not saying anything. Look, I fear Amazon, so I'm not saying anything.
They're getting this space travel now, aren't they, or something? I don't know.
I'm bending the knee. I bend the knee. No problem.
Yeah, I don't. They might have their own army by now, as far as I know.
I'm not going to tell people I love it, but I'm not going to say anything bad.
Yeah, right. They might have a secret police for all we know. They probably do.
I don't want to find out. I don't want to find out. I'm a happy, proud. Well, I wouldn't say happy, but I am a prime citizen. So.
Okay. Did the word crime come in there for any particular reason?
I'm just saying. I want them to know. I will follow all prime directives. So, I'm not the problem.
I know. It does seem like when they come up with something like Amazon Prime, it sounds so futuristic and strangely authoritarian.
Look, Amazon already runs the planet. We just haven't caught up to the idea yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It already happened.
Yeah,
Some things are so subtle and so pervasive, like glaciers, and then when it finally comes time to consider them, your mind's not ready for what's happened. So I think it'll take another 10 years for us to realize that everybody works for Amazon at the end of the day.
Yeah, so, we didn't even know.
We don't know. We're all wearing different uniforms, but,
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we're all primes.
Hey, Jeff Bezos didn't sign my paycheck, but he's back there doing it anyway?
No, but every fucking thing we use in this building comes from there, so.
Yeah, right.
Lock, stock, and lot. Everything.
Yeah.
Even the grass outside, we bought that seed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's double, triple, and quadruple dipping into our profit.
I don't even know how to judge him, because it's like the original idea was, hey, let's, maybe people will trade books. You know what I mean? that's the idea.
Yeah, right, it was a book thing.
Not even selling books, it was trading books. And then maybe somebody was like, hey, what, didn't people sell books around here? Oh, I guess.
I got my school books.
Tripping into it.
I got used school books on Amazon for a fraction of the ridiculous price in the bookstore.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
I haven't even checked out the digital books. Isn't Amazon great?
Okay. So good. They're right. So good.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What did we learn?
China has horns. Did we put them there for our benefit? Are they there for real? They do seem to be casting a shadow.
Right. They may be real ones and fake ones at the same time.
There could be fake ones covering real ones. We don't know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I love Chinese people, and, I think it's horrible what's happening to the Chinese people in this country, and I think it's because of some political mumbo-jumbo. So
yeah.
I think it's horseshit. People should stop attacking one another.
And I'm just going to jump out on a limb here and say China did not invent a virus to attack the United States. You have no reason to think any ridiculous thing. To think that they would successfully do that as opposed to Mother Nature doing it, I got my strongest doubts that they'd even be able to. And
especially when that plan included it starting there.
Oh, well.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you see that the report where Russia interfered in our 2020 election? China considered it, but then decided nah, the fallout would be too much, and it wouldn't be worth it anyway. So China apparently did not interfere in our 2020 election.
Thought about it.
According to intelligence community, yeah.
Well, there you go.
So stop blaming the Chinese.
Yeah, come on, knock it off. All right. James, Reverend, thank you.
And what am I calling you now? R. David.
Yeah, for now. I'm coming
okay.
up with something. I'm working
okay.
out for you.
All right.
Do not write in all you fascists that come to the Connell and give your 2 seconds. Do not do that.
Don't do that. Could I say thank you, Dinosaur Jr.?
The band Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah.
But why would you do that?
No, I'm calling you Dinosaur Jr.
No, don't call me. They're already really cool. So.
Okay, so it'd be, yeah, stepping on their face. You don't want to do that.
Sure, yeah, it's their name. It doesn't even make sense. So, okay, we'll work hard on that. We'll both workshop it.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, thank you,
right.
Then.
Thank you more. And thank you to the listeners. It's been all you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she tells all the forest to fall, the forest to kill. And she punches most of stone and fail. Kiss the Christ on the phone. What you wanna play?